Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
So, Nyugwe, can you hear me now?
Yeah, sure, I can hear you.
Lovely. Oh, that's much better. That's much better. Now, you know, one of the most remarkable aspects of our Christian faith is the selfless service that Christ radiated to converted followers. My tongue is twisting there. Now, Christ himself said this. He says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life for a ransom for many." Now, I want to look at some examples from the scripture and what lessons we can learn from their service to God and their fellow men. Pastor, can you share some examples of people in the Bible, including Christ, who dedicated themselves to serving others, and what lessons can we learn from their examples?
Yeah, there are plenty of examples in the Bible of people who are very, very selfless. The good example is Jesus, of course, very selfless. We know he was born to serve. Mark 10:45, Jesus came to serve and not to be served.
You're going to have to be very many examples. Pastor.
But one that I find very appealing to me is the story of the Good Samaritan that Jesus talks about. Actually, some say it's a true story that Jesus was talking about. Some say it's a parable. But whatever it is, I think it's got some very good lessons. Mm-hmm. When you read that particular story, you will learn that the person who was hurt by robbers was a Jew. Mm-hmm. But the person who helped was a Samaritan. Yeah. And a Samaritan and Jews back in the days did not relate quite well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what happened was when Jesus passed by, when Jesus was talking about the story, he calls the Samaritan good deliberately because he had done something that people would never do. Now, what did he do, the Samaritan? When he saw the man abandoned by the priest, abandoned by the Levite, you know, the Samaritan went and attended to the wounds and then took the man to an inn and said, "I'll pay for everything that this man needs." And when you look at our world today, you find that people are struggling to find medication. People are struggling to pay school fees. You know, actually, just today I was talking to somebody who is heading a school where students are failing to pay school fees. And what is needed is a good Samaritan, somebody to come in and chip in and say, "I will do this for you." So the Good Samaritan story has to be studied by everybody, because this one is a very inspiring story when it comes to giving. You find it in Luke chapter 10 from verse 25 going onwards. Very interesting story indeed, and with very many, many lessons.
Now, tell me, in what ways then can we serve others without expecting anything in return?
Yeah, we can serve people in many, many ways. Like I've told you, we have to identify the needs of our society. Now, firstly, you know, there's a writer that I like reading. She talks about, her name is Ellen G. White. I'm sure you know Ellen White. She writes many books, especially for the Adventist Church and for Christendom at large. Mm-hmm. She writes that in the book Desire of Ages, that Jesus would identify the needs of the people first, you know, address the needs of the people and then bid them follow me. So that is the Jesus method of evangelism. Mm-hmm. We have to attend to the needs of people and then we invite them to follow us, you know, to follow Christ who died for them on the cross of Calvary. So how can we do acts of selflessness? We can find needs, somebody who needs food, we serve them. Somebody who needs, is it school fees, clothing, you know, somebody who needs even emotional support. It's not about giving material things only. Like I said the other time, that sometimes even the time that you give to somebody is very important and even worth more than money.
Now, tell me, Pastor, on your view on why you think people, including Christians, find it difficult to be selfless at times.
Well, let's draw a line. Let's draw a line between Christians and people. You know, when you say people, generally, you are talking about the world, okay? But of course, when you talk about people, generally, you're talking about human beings. But when we talk about Christians, the name Christian was given to people who followed Jesus. So basically, a Christian is a person who follows Christ. Therefore, you can never be a follower of Christ when you don't give yourself to other people, when you don't serve. Because the master says, "I came to serve and not to be saved." If you are coming to be saved and not to serve, then you're not a Christian. Okay. So the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, "In the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of money, lovers of self, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." But I like the place where it says, they are going to be, you know, they are going to have a form of godliness, but without the power thereof. Mm-hmm. So the reason why people who are Christians in court refuse to be selfless mm-hmm. is simply because they have a form of godliness, but they don't have the power of godliness. Mm-hmm. So what we require is the power of godliness so that we can serve God better and help other people and be there for other people when we are needed.
Pastor, do you think that is what we need? Would I be wrong when I say perhaps selflessness is a gift? Is it not a gift?
Selflessness is, well, it may be a gift, but I wouldn't say it's a gift really. Selflessness is who you are. I think we spoke about it yesterday on the program when we said that your prayer must not be, God, help me to act selflessly. Mm-hmm. You are not supposed to act selflessly.
Yeah, yeah.
But God, help me to be selfless. In other words, selflessness should be part of your personality, okay? Mm-hmm. When you are a person who follows God, you know, the reason why Jesus was selfless was not because he woke up in the morning and said, I want to be selfless today. But even when he was sleeping, doing nothing, he was selfless, because selflessness was not what he did, it was who he was. Mm. So we must be selfless.
Yeah, yeah.
It must be a part of us. Mm. It must never be separated from who we are.
Now,
so we cannot say really it's a gift. Who we are.
If it's not a gift and it's who we are you then suggesting that we are born with it?
Well, we come back to the beginning. We spoke about, you know, had all things been consistent, man remaining in the image of God, then we are born with it. But because things are no longer consistent, you remember the Bible says that, you know, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, you know, lured, you know, man into sin, and man lost the image of God that was divine. Man lost everything that was good. He lost selflessness. He lost humility.
Yeah.
And in place of selflessness became selfishness. In place of humility, there was pride. But when a person receives Jesus in his heart, you know, you begin to bring back those things you lost when you fell into sin. What do you gain? You gain humility. You gain selflessness. So therefore, God changes the whole human being. You know, you become somebody else whom you were not yesterday when you receive Jesus into your heart.
Now, some may say, well, you want us to look at the example of Christ, who himself was without sin, who himself was God. And so, naturally, he would be selfless because of his nature. And we as human beings are not his are not after his nature. Will that be a fair assessment?
Well, that's kind of a mixed, you know, kind of a thing. But when you know, Christ is the one who gives us power to do whatever we do,
right.
You know, he says, I'll give you power, come unto me and I'll make you. Okay, so we have to go to Christ and he will make us. You know, I love the story of Moses. The Bible says at one point in time, Moses comes across people who were fighting, and one was an Israelite and one was not. And what he did was he went and, you know, single-handedly murdered a man. After murdering a man, he buried a man single-handedly. You know, that same Moses with those anger issues, you know, selfishness, pride in his heart, you know, that pride of, I'm a Jew, I've got to defend my Jewishness. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 12 that when Moses had met God, you know, on the burning bush, his life was changed completely.
Yeah, yeah.
And verse 3, Numbers chapter 12 says, Moses was the meekest man upon the face of the earth. You know, so when a man meets Jesus, he does not become the same. So what Jesus did, he's able to make us do. But how does he make us do? You know, he comes into our hearts, he dwells there. So 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, when a man is in Christ, he's no longer the old man. You know, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So it's easy to be selfless. What you simply have to do is to stop your efforts and allow Jesus to work inside of you.
Beautiful stuff. Pastor Amasta, thank you so much for your time joining us and, of course, talking to us about the joy of selfless service. Pastor Manyuki, we're going to be talking to you again tomorrow at the same time and the same place.
Thank you so much.
Lovely. Thank you. Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.